You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Were sign-in records for the Unified Sportsman Club, as well as an affidavit authenticating their sign-in records, obtained?
Yes, they were.
And in going through those records, did you initially see someone by the name of Alex Cox sign in on September 3rd of 2019 at the Unified Sportsman's Club?
Yes, I did.
Did he even provide his phone number?
He did.
Did you later see sign-ins on September 27th and 28th that appeared familiar to you?
Yes, I did.
Were those sign-ins with just the initials C-Q-U-I-N-T?
Yes.
Did you recognize that to be similar to Alex Cox's personalized plates?
Yes, it was just one letter off, so he was missing the initial P.
And I know later we'll talk about that, but was there searches that were found by Alex Cox for places to go shooting around this time period?
Yes, there were.
State will move to admit Exhibit 169.
Any objection to 169?
No objection.
169 is admitted.
If I met the Elmo. Thank you. So were these sort of copies of records that were provided from the Unified Sportsman Club in Rexburg, Idaho, of their sign-in roster?
Yes.
And do we see on September 3rd and Alex Cox at 2:50 p.m.?
Yes.
And the 480-351-9120, is that the phone number that has been associated with Alex Cox?
Yes.
That's his cell phone number?
Correct.
Same type of records. On September 27th, did you note a C-Q-U-I-N-T at 3:50?
Yes.
And on September 28th, did you notice that same C-Q-U-I-N-T at 3:10?
Yes.
So just a few days before the shooting of Brandon Boudreau, you noted some sign-ins that appeared to be one letter off from Alex Cox's license plate number?
Correct.
When he is searching for shooting ranges?
Yes, ma'am.
We have heard about a burner phone that was purchased at a Walmart store. Are you familiar with Walmart store in Idaho Falls?
Yes, it's on Utah Avenue in Idaho Falls.
Is there a Walmart in Rexburg?
There is.
Is the Walmart in Idaho Falls a bigger?
No.
Okay. How far is Idaho Falls from Rexburg?
About 25 miles south.
Now, as part of the investigation, did you become familiar with a phone number that was used at the time of the shooting to call Chad Daybell?
Yes.
Started with a 304 area code.
Correct.
Were you familiar with those records being obtained and them indicating that that phone had been purchased at the Walmart at Idaho Falls, store number 5494?
Yes.
Did law enforcement or police obtain a copy of the receipt from September 25th of 2019 for that burner phone that was purchased at that Walmart store, 5494?
Yes.
And that is the phone that was later documented to be used in Gilbert, Arizona?
That's correct.
On October 2nd of 2019?
Yes, ma'am.
Shown the defendant Exhibit 170. If I can admit it pursuant to 803 and 902 with its authentication.
Any objection?
Yeah, just a foundation, Your Honor.
What was the number again?
It is 170.
170 is admitted.
So 170 is got the business record affidavit from Walmart itself, correct?
Correct.
And then provided with that was a receipt for the phone that we've been discussing?
Yes.
Now, do each phone have, were you provided with IMEI numbers and MEID numbers that are sort of like a VIN number for a phone?
That's correct.
And is that how it was determined that this phone with the 304 area code was purchased at Walmart?
Yes.
So once you learned that, you were able to then obtain a receipt to show the purchase itself.
That's right.
Does it show this was purchased at 9/25 of 2019?
Yes, it does.
1917, what is that normal people time?
1910 is 7/10.
7/10. And then was this cash?
Yes.
So it couldn't be traced to someone who bought it?
Correct.
And then we see the store number here, correct?
Yes.
Exhibit 180 has previously been admitted. These are the track phone records for the 304-960-5998 number. I'm going to go through a few of these with you. So in Exhibit 190, we see that this phone was from Walmart store.
Correct.
And is that the same store number that we're talking about for the Walmart receipt that we just saw as Exhibit 170?
Yes.
And does this show, again, the same time, date and time for that purchase?
Correct.
Best way to do this. So Exhibit 180, we have a serial number as well there that's listed, correct?
Correct.
And do we see this same 352-069-108-185-769 number here?
Yes.
As the phone that was activated?
Yes.
So this receipt then relates to the track phone records?
Correct.
And in fact, in Exhibit 180, do we see that same Walmart superstore that we've been talking about that you told us about on Utah Avenue in Idaho Falls?
Yes.
And again, the same store number, 5494?
Correct.
Same date and time?
Yes.
And the same account number that we have seen both on the receipt as well as the other track phone? With
yes.
The 769 ending there.
Yes.
So So when law enforcement was learning of this phone that was in Gilbert at the time of the shooting of Brandon Boudreau, you were able to determine that it was purchased up in Idaho Falls on September 25th of 2019?
Correct.
Now, we have heard earlier in this courtroom that Melanie Boudreau had flown from Arizona up to Idaho on September 26th. Was a search warrant written and executed to obtain flight records from Allegiant Air?
Yes, they were.
And did Allegiant Air provide records to show that Melanie Boudreau flew from Mesa Gateway Airport to Idaho Falls on September 26th of 2019?
Yes.
Did those records show that Melanie Boudreau flew from Idaho Falls, Idaho, back to Mesa on Sunday, September 29th of 2019?
Yes, they did.
Was an affidavit from Allegiant Air obtained authenticating those and indicating they are kept in the normal course of their business?
Yes, there was.
State will move to admit these pursuant to 803 and 902.
What's the number again?
171.
Any objection?
Relevant, Your Honor.
The exhibit's admitted.
So again, we have the affidavit. Do we see here record showing that Melanie Boudreau flew from Mesa Gateway Airport on September 26th to Idaho Falls?
Yes.
And then the return flight back to Mesa Gateway Airport from Idaho Falls on September 29th of 2019?
Yes.
And you told us Idaho Falls, is that the closest major airport to Rexburg?
That's correct.
We had heard Rexburg has a small airport. Does it have commercial flights there?
No, no commercial flights fly into Rexburg.
So the closest commercial flights would be Idaho Falls?
Yes.
As this investigation continued, was a search warrant written on December 30th of 2019 to obtain the Google Gmail records relating to Alex Cox's cell phone, the 480-351-9120?
Yes, it was.
And was it learned that he had an email address of homerjmaximus@gmail.com?
Correct.
Had you seen that Gmail account when you executed the search warrant back on November 26th?
Yes, so there's a device found in apartment 175 in the garage amongst Alex's personal belongings that still was signed in under the Homer J. Maximus Gmail account. So we were able to confirm that that was in fact one of Alex's Gmail accounts.
And were those homerjmaximus@gmail.com records that contained GPS and Wi-Fi mapping information provided to the FBI CAST analyst Nick Balance?
Yes.
And did those records contain data and information, both Wi-Fi, GPS, as well as searches, maps, and other activities for the time range around the shooting on October 2nd of 2019?
Yes, it did.
Now, when you were looking at these, let me ask you this. Did you go through these Google or Gmail records for Homer J. Maximus?
Yes, I was tasked with going through each of the records associated with Homer J. Maximus.
When you obtained those records from Google, did they have an affidavit authenticating them?
They did.
Did you look at those records to see if there were things in there that seemed to be relevant to this investigation for the October 2nd, 2019 shooting?
Yes, I did.
Did they contain things such as searches for places to shoot near Rexburg?
Yes.
Did it contain searches for things like window tint shops?
Yes, it did.
Did it contain searches for things like how to load your own ammunition?
Yes.
Best projectiles for long range.
Yes.
Did it have searches for ballistic charts and ballistic trajectory calculators?
Yes.
Did it have searches for Manshot and Gilbert?
Yes.
Were there maps to Dan's window tinting?
There were.
Was there maps and searches for 3875 East Phelps Road in Gilbert, Arizona?
Yes, there were.
When you looked at the timing of those searches and the maps, was there searches for 3875 East Phelps Road in Gilbert, Arizona, both on October 1st in the evening as well as in the morning of October 2nd prior to the shooting?
Yes, there were.
After the time of the shooting at 9:13 or 9:14 a.m. Gilbert time, Arizona time, were there searches for cities and locations in both Arizona as well as Utah and Idaho?
Yes.
Did those searches appear to be a route back to Idaho Falls?
Yes, it appeared they were going north.
Was the last search, in fact, Idaho Falls?
Correct.
Based upon your review of these homerjmaximus@gmail.com documents, did they appear to be related to Alex Cox?
Yes, they did.
The state will move to admit Exhibit 174 pursuant to 803 and 902.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
174 is admitted.
Four, right?
174, yes. As part of the documentation that was provided by Google and their authentication, did they provide subscriber information?
Yes, they did.
So we have a subscriber of Alex Cox for the homerjmaximus@gmail.com?
Correct.
Start with the Chrome searches for the Homer J. Maximus. Do we see on September 27th a Chrome view for minute of angle?
Yes.
On September 28th, were there different searches for ammunition and calculators?
Yes.
The end, we see a ballistic trajectory calculator from September 28th.
Correct.
Now, just so we're clear, this says September 28th at 3:35 a.m., but it says UTC. Does that reflect Idaho time, UTC?
No.
Or is that, that a...
That, if the search was done in Idaho, it would reflect Idaho time. UTC is a universal time coordinated, is what it stands for. And depending on where you are at, it's either, like Idaho is minus six and Arizona would be minus 7 hours UTC.
So if we're looking at something here that shows a search for a ballistic trajectory calculator on September 28th at 3:35 a.m., would we have to go back, subtract 6 hours to determine what time it would have been in Idaho?
That's correct.
So I'm going to use my fingers because I don't know how else to do it. So it'd be 2, 1, 12:30, 11:30, 10:30. 9:30 p.m. on September 27th?
Correct.
Okay. Do we have a shooter's calculator, ballistic trajectory calculator search on September 28th at what is shown as 5:34 p.m., again, UTC?
Yes.
So that would be the morning hours or before noon on September 28th, Idaho time?
Correct.
And then is there on September 30th a search, and again, so we show 10:10 p.m., so if we minus six, we're looking at 4 in the afternoon for Phoenix weather?
Correct.
Look at the searches next associated with this time period, or some of them, leading up to the shooting. So you had talked about the fact that this email associated with Alex Cox, that is subscribed to Alex Cox, searched for places to shoot near Rexburg on the 23rd of September.
Correct.
And we see multiple shooting places to shoot searches.
Correct.
In fact, are there, I'm going to pull it back a little bit. Do we see even outdoor places to shoot near Rexburg, shooting Rexburg, multiple searches of that variation around the 23rd of September?
Multiple searches and sites that are also visited.
Okay. So, and we can see searched for and visited.
Correct.
Do we see on September 23rd a search for Tint Shop, Idaho Falls?
Yes.
And then we see a auto tint near me. Search as well?
Correct.
The 23rd of September, did you later learn that that is the day that Alex Cox reached out to Dan Moss's Auto Tint?
Yes.
In Rexburg, Idaho?
Correct.
Some of the other searches that you saw in this Homer J. Maximus Gmail that is associated to Alex Cox, things searched for YouTube on how to load your own ammunition, as well as viewing a video on how to load your own ammunition?
Yes.
As we move on to, although it says September 25th, in Idaho time, would that be on the 24th, actually?
Correct.
We see a search or a visited site for best projectile for long range with 300 Win Mag. And then a visited site regarding the 300 Winchester Magnum load data.
Yes.
And September 25th is 7 days before the shooting of Brandon Boudreaux?
Yes.
Do we then see different searches on a 5.56 millimeter at 500 yards, 5.56 bullet drop at 500 yards on the 28th, or again, if we calculate it to Idaho time, the 27th?
Correct.
Another visited site of a ballistic trajectory calculator. And again, would that have been September 27th?
Yes.
And so this is one of the days where you saw the sign-in at the Sportsman, the Unified Sportsman's Club of that CQUINT?
Correct.
And an outdoor range where you could fire a rifle?
Yes, ma'am.
Now we show October 3rd of 2019, man shot in Gilbert, Arizona. Now, since this is 2:46 a.m. Universal Time, if we put this to Idaho time, we would have to go back 6 hours?
Correct.
So if we went to 1:46, 12:46, 11:46, 10, 9, 8:46 p.m. Idaho time?
Yes.
And if it was Arizona, you said it was minus 7?
Yes, ma'am.
So 7:46 Arizona time, p.m. on October 2nd?
That's correct.
The day of the shooting?
Right.
And we have a couple different searches for that around that same time period, within a couple minutes of each other?
Yes.
And in fact, is one of the last searches that we included in here, a news on Brandon Boudreaux?
Yes.
So again, although it says October 3rd at 2:53 a.m. Universal Time, that would be, depending on Idaho or Arizona time, 7 or 8 p.m. or almost 8 or 9 p.m. at that time on October 2nd?
That's correct.
That the Google account Homer J. Maximus that has been subscribed to Alexander Cox, associated to him, and that you saw on a device is searching for shootings in the East Valley in Gilbert and Brandon Boudreaux?
Yes.
And lastly, as part of the Google records that were provided in reference to Alex Cox's phone number, that 480-351-9120, that is associated to the Homer J. Maximus at Gmail account, were there maps that were part of the records sent to you by Google?
Yes.
And so do we see on September 25th a search for Dan's window tinting and then a map with directions there?
Correct.
And in your investigation, did you learn that on September 25th, a Jeep Wrangler 2018 with Texas plate LWD0997 was taken to Dan's window tinting?
Yes, I did.
And the phone number that made that appointment was Alex Cox's phone number, 480-351-9120?
That's correct.
Was there a map with directions in the Google records for Alex Cox's Homer J. Maximus Gmail account on October 1st for 2500 South Power Road, Suite 215 in Mesa, Arizona?
Yes.
So we see it as October 1st of 2019 at 8:58 p.m. What would that be Arizona time?
So it would be minus 7 hours, which would be 1:58 p.m.
So at 1:58 p.m., Alex Cox's Gmail is searching for directions to this Power Road location?
Yes, ma'am.
You testified earlier about a receipt from a Los Favoritos on Power Road in Mesa with a date of, or a time and date of October 1st at 1:12 p.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
And that Los Favoritos on Power Road was in Mesa as well?
That's correct.
As we continue with the maps, do you now begin seeing searches for and directions to 3875 East Phelps Street in Gilbert, Arizona?
Yes, ma'am.
So although this says October 2nd, when we look at the 2:52 a.m. Universal Time, what time would this be in Arizona and what day?
That would be October 1st. At 5:52 p.m. Is that right?
Or 7:52? I use the fingers, no shame.
7:52, yes, 7:52.
All right. So 7:52 p.m. on October 1st, Alex Cox's Gmail account is searching for Brandon Boudreaux's address.
That's correct.
And then asking for directions to his address.
Correct.
And in fact, are there multiple searches that evening for that address?
Yes.
Now, we see here those were 4:32 a.m. on October 2nd, and then we still are on October 2nd Universal Time. But now we're at 2:17 p.m. I'm gonna use the fingers, but if we go backwards 7 hours, right? So we have 1, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 17 a.m. on October 2nd?
Correct.
Arizona time.
Yes.
So 7:17 a.m. October 2nd is a couple hours before the shooting?
Correct.
That again, Alex Cox's Gmail account associated and subscribed to him is searching for Brandon Boudreaux's address.
Yes.
And does the next page show he's searching for directions to his address?
Correct.
Now, the shooting we've heard is about 9:14 a.m. After the shooting, was there searches for locations in Arizona beginning to go all the way up to Idaho Falls?
Yes, there were.
So again, now we see October 2nd at 4:55 p.m. We go backwards. 3, 2, 1, noon, 11, 10, 9:40 or 9:55 a.m., there's a search for Arizona Farm Road, right?
Right.
Then as we go further on, we see a search for Pine Top Lakeside, Arizona. So again, if we take 7 off, we're looking at now 11:38 a.m. on October 2nd.
I can't see that on my screen.
Sorry. Apologize for that. Let me push it up. So if it's 6:28 Universal Time and we minus 7, we're looking at 11:38 a.m. on October 2nd?
That's correct.
And then we see that it was viewed in Google Maps, right?
Yes.
Then we see a search for Holbrook, Holbrook, Arizona.
Correct.
And then we see directions to Holbrook.
Correct.
As we continue going through his records, do you see a search for probably a typo, Moa, and then later we see Moab, Utah?
Yes.
And so now we're looking at October 2nd, 10:22. So Arizona time, we're looking at 3:22 in the afternoon?
Correct.
Or minus 6, we'd be looking at 4:22 Idaho time?
Correct.
Now, universal time, we're still looking now at October 3rd. We're looking at a search for Fillmore, Utah. Is Utah below Idaho?
It is.
Directions to Fillmore, Utah?
Yes.
And then we can see it was viewed in Google Maps. And was the final search that is included in these records, or this exhibit, to Idaho Falls Airport, what we show as October 3rd, 5:55 a.m.?
Correct.
That would be October 2nd, Idaho time?
Correct.
When we were looking at these searches, the timing for the search for the shooting in Gilbert or the shooting for Brandon Boudreau, would that have been while this phone and this vehicle and Alex Cox were still driving from Arizona back to Idaho Falls?
Yes.
Exhibit 175, if I can have my paralegal approach. Is that a map that shows the searches we just went through that occurred the morning of October 2nd, starting with Brandon Boudreau's address at 3875 East Phelps Road in Gilbert, Arizona?
Yes.
And then going to the Arizona Farm Road location?
Correct.
The Pine Top search?
I don't see the Pine Top.
Holbrook?
Holbrook, I do.
Moab?
Yes, ma'am.
Fillmore?
Yes.
Idaho Falls?
Yes.
And do they reflect the times on the Google records and the UTC?
Yes.
State will move to admit Exhibit 175.
Any objection?
No objection.
175 is admitted.
So for those of us that may have failed geography, are we able to see Arizona? I'm going to take this out of this shiny package, maybe. So, this is Arizona here with the search for the Phelps Road and the time, again, that's under the UTC.
Correct.
And then these searches from there for the Arizona Farms Road that we discussed and saw?
Yes.
The Holbrook?
Yes.
Moab?
Yes.
Fillmore and Idaho Falls?
Yes, ma'am.
So that show a path back towards Idaho Falls and Rexburg area, consistent with when we later see Alex Cox with Lori Vallow at that storage unit?
Yes, it does.
We heard that you, about the Homer J. Maximus at Gmail account, also on December 30th, the same time that those, that search warrant was sent to Google for any Gmail or Google accounts associated to Alex Cox's phone number. Did that search warrant also request any Google Gmail records relating to Lori Vallow's cell phone number, 480-962-9562?
Yes, it did.
And did Google provide records for the lollytimeforever@gmail.com records?
Yes, they did.
The overall records that you obtained from the search warrants for the Homer J. Maximus and the Lolly Time Forever. The state will move to admit Exhibit 172 and 173 pursuant to 803 and 902 as the Google records for the Homer J. Maximus and the Lolly Time Forever accounts.
Any objection?
Just a foundation and Crawford issue, Your Honor.
All right. They're admitted.
That you had provided that to the CAPS agent and that you have reviewed all those documents in the Homer J. Maximus, right?
Correct.
When you obtained the lollytimeforever@gmail.com records, did you review all those as well?
I reviewed most of them, yes.
Okay. Did those contain, let me start. So we said that those were tied to Lori Vallow's cell phone number of 480-962-9562.
Correct.
And did those contain information such as searches looking for units at 565 Pioneer Road?
Yes, they did.
And other searches to identify the person, Lori Vallow, as searching for areas within Rexburg, Idaho?
Yes.
Is that consistent with the time that she was in Rexburg, Idaho?
Yes.
And searches for a place to live at the time when she moved to Rexburg and moved into that 565 Pioneer Road?
Correct.
Did it also contain on September 30th of 2019 a search for how to get the back seat out of my Jeep?
Yes, it did.
Did it also contain a search for, on October 2nd of 2019, Gilbert News?
Yes.
And are those just some of the searches that were part of those Gmail records that were provided to you by Google as a result of that search warrant?
That's correct.
And like the Homer J. Maximus, did Google provide an affidavit authenticating those records as well?
Yes, they did.
And did they also provide a subscriber information showing this as subscribed to Lolly Vallow?
Yes.
State will move to admit 191 pursuant to 803 and 92.
Any objection?
Just the same foundational objection to.
It's admitted.
The search.
So again, we have the application record pursuant to the search warrant that you've discussed, correct?
Correct.
You are provided with subscriber information for Lolly Vallow at lollytimeforever at gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Were you aware that Lolly Vallow had provided this email address to her brother Alex Cox previously?
Yes.
Some of the searches that you saw in this lollytimeforever at gmail.com address that was tied to both Lolly Vallow's cell phone number and provided by her to her brother Alex Cox, did those start as far back as August 15th in terms of showing the relevance to moving to Rexburg, Idaho?
Yes.
You learned and we've heard of the fact that she resided at 565 Pioneer Road in Rexburg, Idaho?
Yes.
And did she do several searches in the weeks leading up to or in these weeks in August for apartments in that complex?
Yes, she did.
So even on the 27th of August, we're seeing a search again for 565 Pioneer Road in Rexburg, or Pioneer in Rexburg, Idaho?
Yes.
Did you see searches for and visit to the UPS or United States Postal Service change of address?
Yes.
Was that consistent with your understanding of when Ms. Vallow moved into the residence based upon the documentation that we previously admitted?
Yes, it was.
Again, we see searches for that 565 Pioneer, Rexburg, Idaho.
Correct.
Were there other searches in the area again showing that there she is looking for searching and visiting places in Rexburg, Idaho? Here we see Walgreens.
Correct.
You talked to us about Idaho Falls. Is that one of the places where you can go near Rexburg to see movies?
Yes, it is.
Now, you told us that you are the person who impounded Lolly Vallow's 2018 Jeep Wrangler, correct?
That's correct.
On September 30th, at 11:14 p.m. UTC, did this Gmail account, Lolly Time Forever, that is tied to Lolly Vallow's cell phone number and that she gave to her brother, search how to get the back seat out of my Jeep Wrangler?
Yes, she did.
So if we're talking Idaho time and we go back six, where are we at for that for time?
So it'd be 5:14
p.m.
p.m.
So September 30th, we're talking just a couple days now before the shooting of Brandon Boudreaux.
That's correct.
And do we see, in fact, they visited or she visited this site, Jeep Wrangler JK rear seat removal how to DIY YouTube video?
Yes.
And that is basically a few seconds after this first search?
Yes, ma'am.
When we were watching those videos from the storage unit, did you see something being brought into the storage unit by Lolly Vallow and Chad Daybell on October 2nd that appeared to look like a rear seat?
Yes, I did.
And on October 3rd, when we were viewing those videos from the self-storage unit, did you see Lolly Vallow and Alex Cox removing something that appeared to be a rear seat from the storage unit?
Yes.
On October 3rd at 2:13 a.m. UTC time, do you see a search for Gilbert News?
Yes, I do.
So since this is 2:13 a.m., is this actually on October 2nd? And if we go back 8:13 p.m.?
Correct.
So 8:13 p.m. on October 2nd, Lori Vallow is searching for, or Lori Vallow's Gmail account is searching for Gilbert, Arizona News, and Gilbert, Arizona News breaking news local headlines?
Correct. She was searching for Gilbert News and visited the site as well.
Okay. So searched for it and then went and visited it just a few seconds later.
Yes.
And then when we were viewing the videos of that storage unit, this is 8 p.m.-ish on the 2nd. The next day at 1:15-ish is when we see Lori Vallow and Alex Cox taking that back seat and the tire out of the storage unit?
Correct.
And putting that into her Nissan Rogue?
That's correct.
The state has no other questions for this witness, Your Honor.
All right. Cross.
No questions, Your Honor.
Any questions for this witness from any member of the jury? I'm not seeing any, sir. You can step down. Break for the day? All right. Given that it's a little bit after 4:15, we'll recess for the evening. Let me just check. I think we can start again tomorrow at 10:15, but let me double check that. You can step down, sir, if you want. Plan on starting at 10:15 tomorrow morning. Please remember the admonition.
All rise to the jury.
All right, please be seated. The jury is no longer present. I'm looking at the state's witness list in the pretrial statement. I'm assuming from the context of some of the questions that have been asked of witnesses that you're still calling Nicholas Balance?
Correct. He will be the state's last witness, Your Honor, tomorrow.
Is that the final witness tomorrow morning?
Yes.
All right, so defense, if you're calling witnesses, they would need to be here tomorrow, probably right after lunch. Okay. And we'll talk about tomorrow when the state rests, if the defense is calling witnesses or putting on a case, et cetera. So please review those final jury instructions tonight.
Judge, would we, if the defense doesn't call witnesses, would we go straight into closings tomorrow afternoon?
That would be my intent.
Okay.
All right. Anything else from the state?
No, Your Honor.
From the defense?
No, Your Honor.
Okay, we'll see everyone tomorrow. We'll try to get started at 10:15 a.m. again. Thank you.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.